Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Sign up for Digesting Politics. It's our weekly podcast where Andrea Bernstein, Bob Henley, and I discuss politics over lunch. We'll be recording a new one today about last night's mayoral debate. Digesting Politics is a web-only feature not heard on the radio. You can sign up for free at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Coming up in 10 minutes, David Sacks, author of Save the Deli, about the disappearance of the Jewish deli. We'll also go in search of the best 21st century pastrami sandwich. But right now, the Wall Street Journal has a lead story today that major banks and securities firms are on track to pay record bonuses this year. No wonder in his new movie, Michael Moore decided to stand outside Goldman Sachs with a megaphone and a canvas sack.
We're here to get the money back for the American people.
I understand, sir, but you can't come in here.
Can you just take the bag?
No.
Take it up there?
Absolutely not.
Fill it up? I got more bags. $10 billion probably won't fit in here. We want our money back!
Wall Street Journal reporter Aaron Lucchetti, who co-wrote that lead story in the journal today, joins me now. Hi, Aaron. Welcome back to WNYC.
Good to be here. Hi, Brian.
So are these the same banks and security firms that got bailouts from the taxpayers?
Yeah, it's those very banks. We looked at about 23 companies, mostly banks, but also some exchanges, some asset managers, and many of the TARP banks, or the banks that received U.S. government aid, such as Citigroup, J.P. Morgan, Bank of America, and Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, were on the list, and we looked at their compensation so far this year in 2009.
And as you reported it, even though jobs in the stock market are not back to 2007 levels, bonuses are going to 2007 levels. So
exactly.
Crunch those numbers for us a little.
It's been a good environment for Wall Street this year, even though the economy is not back where most people would want to see it, and even the stock market is not at new highs, although it's going up. The direction is important for the trading environment and for these banks. The Dow Jones Industrial Average and the other stock market indexes are trending higher, and even though they're not at new highs, they've been a lot more predictable and upward trending this year. So that's good for the banks and for Wall Street.
So,
and then very importantly, the bond markets as well have been much more rational, much less volatile, and a much more friendly environment for the banks as well.
So when the stock market, the Dow, slips to, what was the low, about 6,500, something like that?
Yeah, in that ballpark last year.
And then this year it rebounds to close to 10,000, which is where it is right now. Even though that's a recovery in part from a horrible historic collapse, that bump from 6,500 to 10,000 is enough to warrant these vast bonuses for people in the investment firms?
Well, that's the essence of the debate right there. How much is the right level of bonuses? There are many people who think that Wall Street should take a longer time before they return to the big compensation years of 2007 and 2006. You know, some people liken it to, you know, a hospital patient who's just been through, you know, a major surgery or been in the ER. You don't go back to what you were doing right away, you know, what ended up landing you in the hospital. There has to be a sort of a period of rehabilitation. Even though some of these banks have paid back the government, you know, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, J.P. Morgan have all paid back their TARP investments. But other people say, look, you know, it should take a while. You shouldn't go right back to those levels that we saw in 2007.
So, listeners, I wonder if there's anybody working for an investment firm listening right now, waiting for your bonus and wondering whether it's going to be six figures or seven figures or eight figures. Are you in that position trying to figure out how much bonus you deserve this year? Call us up, 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. We only have a few minutes for this, but anybody working on Wall Street, working for a bank or an investment firm, want to call in and talk about you deserving your bonus at 2007 levels, 212-433-9692. And this $140 million figure that's in your article, that's the total of all bonuses likely to be given out this year at all U.S. banks and investment firms. Is that correct?
Well, it's a cross-section. It's not a comprehensive number, but it's a cross-section meant to compare with 2007. So you have a lot of the large banks like Bank of America and J.P. Morgan, but you don't have all the banks like U.S. Bancorp wasn't in our study. AIG wasn't in our study. So it's meant not to be totally comprehensive, but more to be a cross-section to compare what people were earning this year versus last year. And I think the number totaled out at $140 billion, but that could also swing up or down based on how well the firms perform, how much earnings they generate in the fourth quarter.
That's billion with a B.
Right.
And so if that's a record and so many banks have gone out of business, what is it, just 100 and just this year? I mean, the FDIC is being challenged. It may itself run out of money and have to be funded by, you know, the general fund of the government because so many banks are going belly up. And of course, we know Lehman and some other big ones. Even with fewer banks, the total dollar value of the bonuses might be more, if I understand the article correctly.
Yeah, there's a couple things at work there. I mean, definitely the loss of a Lehman Brothers or a Bear Stearns is going to have an impact on the numbers. You know, for instance, Bank of America is a much larger firm because it bought Merrill Lynch, it bought Countrywide, the big mortgage company. So its compensation is higher in part because it bought those companies. It didn't have those companies in 2007. But even on a per-employee basis, so if you look at all the pay and divide it per employee, the numbers for the 23 firms we looked at were still higher. So that should take into account, you know, all the employees they brought in from Merrill, or in other firms' cases, the employees they brought in from other banks that they bought or inherited through the bankruptcy process. So it's a really interesting point, and you raised the question of the public policy on this, and one big point going forward is how much regulation and how much tax these firms might face. As people look at these compensation numbers, they look at the return to revenues back in some cases at record levels. And you raise the question of, you know, are these firms being taxed appropriately, too little, too much? And there's been talk of even transaction taxes and other things that would hit the banks and investors, Wall Street firms, pretty directly.
Just a couple of quick phone calls because we only have a few minutes for this. Susan in Westchester, you're on WNYC. Thanks for calling, Susan.
Hi, Brian. You know, I think you're putting out a misperception about the majority of the hardworking people who have been on Wall Street for many years and are working probably harder than ever because of layoffs and reduction in staff and are getting maybe even less bonus because of this financial crisis that we're in. You know, they're not deciding between six and seven figures. They're hoping that their bonus was what it was last year so that they can meet their living expenses.
So a lot of listeners may be thinking, well, that may be true in your husband's case, who's no doubt a very hardworking person, but when you look at the industry as a whole and see the crisis that they have gone through and the crisis that they have caused, and all the losses in the economy as a result of what has happened in high finance generally, that the workers in the field are generally coming out with the same bonuses or even record bonuses this year, it uh-huh. kind of doesn't add up to a lot of people.
Well, it adds up to the very top layer of people who are getting maybe multi-million dollar bonuses. And, you know, the little guys. And I know they're not so little when you look at the country overall as a whole, but these are people who have worked hard their whole lives and have based a lifestyle on their compensation packages and may have, you know, tuition to pay and mortgages to pay, and their base salaries are fairly low. And then their bonus comes in to make up the difference.
While we have 10% unemployment in the country now, so have the sins of the banks come home to roost on the general population, but not the bankers?
Well, it hasn't come to roost on the people who are making the most money, the people who could really live with less.
Because everybody else is worried about their kids' college tuitions, too, and maybe they've got laid off from whatever. I'm sorry to be tough on you. I know you're just, you know, the wife of a hardworking guy, but this is how it looks in the aggregate to a lot of people.
Well, I understand that, but I think you're putting out a perception that every banker on Wall Street is enjoying fabulous wealth, and that's just not the case.
Susan, thank you very much. Aaron, what did you want to add?
You know, Brian, there is definitely a good argument to be made that this is exactly what you would want to see, you know, the banks making more money, and that's good for the economy. It may be a leading indicator. It may be coming sooner than other people enjoying the benefits of an economic recovery, but it's something that needs to happen sort of along the chain of events. And, you know, frankly, your caller makes a good point. There are a lot of people who work on Wall Street that aren't making seven figures or eight figures and have been there a long time, and it's tough for them. It's not an industry that is very easy to work in if you always have to worry about your job the next year. And they're always cycling through people and downsizing and sort of, you know, adding one place and subtracting another. So it's not the most stable environment to work. And some people have said that that's part of the reason that you get paid more on Wall Street, because, you know, you could lose your job really at any time, you know, if the next year's earnings fall off the cliff like they have at some firms.
Stephen in Westchester, we've got about a minute left. Hi, Stephen, right to the point.
Yeah, I just want to know, since when is the general public's province to comment on the bonuses of employees of public corporations? It's the province of the shareholders and the board of directors to make that determination. I mean, there's this general sort of theme out there which is disturbing, but somehow it's wrong for people who work hard to make a lot of money.
Well, Stephen, forgive the uppityness of the masses, but...
Yeah.
I thought capitalism was supposed to reward success and punish failure. It looks to people like the opposite is happening.
Well, I think Goldman's been very successful in the last year. They should be paying bonuses, and those people work extremely hard. But the other thing that people forget is that those bonuses are taxed, and probably taxed at a rate that exceeds 50% right now. And that's revenue that trickles down to the economy in a very big way. So to put off bonuses... on Wall Street.
So why is there rising unemployment in the general population, which is expected to keep rising into next year, while bonuses return to 2007 levels and then beyond them to record levels in the banks?
Well, earning has to start somewhere. And typically it starts on Wall Street in New York. I mean, that's what fuels real estate purchase. That's what fuels, therefore, broker commissions. That's what fuels lots of jobs. It always has. It always will. So I think, getting some sort of delay on bonuses, you know, is just going to result in a decrease in revenue and, quite frankly, a decrease in motivation to make a lot of money, which is what, you know, at least I've been taught since I was a wee boy in school, that it's a good thing to make money, legitimately.
Maybe a decrease in motivation to design inscrutable new securities.
Well, And that's exactly right. I think what the discussion should focus on is what are the regulations that have been put in place to prevent the crisis that occurred, to prevent to allow for more transparency with these financial products. I haven't heard of any regulations that have been put in place to prevent what's going on. There's a big health debate going on, but there's no discussion about the regulations that were necessary to prevent the crisis. And so, you know, to me, it goes back to Washington and the fact that they haven't put the proper regulations into the banks.
Let's end on that point of common ground. What do you say? Stephen, thank you very much. Aaron Lucchetti from The Wall Street Journal has the lead story in today's paper about bonuses in investment firms and banks returning to record 2007 levels. Aaron, thanks a lot.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Now we'll go look for that pastrami sandwich in a minute.